A piece in the Sun this morning from Aoife Bannon. 24, or actually it's 25, telltale signs that you're a grown-up. You ready? It's a LucasAid survey. Here we go. I'll rattle through them really quickly. And just all, if you want to play this game, it's a yes and no game. So if you just say yes, this is me, or no, this is me. One, you no longer live at home. Mm-hmm. Two, you have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. Three, you have children. Mm-hmm. Four, you are in a long-term relationship. Five, you make your own financial decisions. Six, you're getting married. Seven, you enjoy quiet nights in. Eight, you pay into a pension. Nine, you can cook an evening meal from scratch. 10, you conduct a weekly food shop. 11, you have a savings account. 12, you budget every month. 13, you go to a pub over a club so you can talk. 14, you have written a will. 15, you watch the news. 16, you turn down a night out for a night in. 17, you have a view on politics. 18, you have life insurance. 19, you have a joint bank account. 20, you enjoy sightseeing on holiday. 21, you enjoy gardening. 22, you enjoy cooking. 23, you had dinner parties. 24, you choose flats over high heels on a night out. And 25, you take your first full-time job after university. Are you old? It's Michelle. Michelle, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan. How are you doing?
How's it all going over there?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How are you this morning?
Very good. It's grey out there. It's grey out in the real world.
Yeah.
But it's kind of
yeah. It's a bit
warm.
Miserable.
Do you know what this is? This weather is. It's kind of like it's mixed berry crumble sort of weather and cream.
Oh, and a big dollop of ice cream.
Yeah, and I passed by the Bar and Brack yesterday in Super Value and thought, I'd like one of those with butter.
We have a Bar and Brack in our house. It's been called Brown Brack
by
my little girl.
Brack, that's
Brown
brilliant.
Brack, yeah. And she's insisting on Brown Brack for her lunch at the moment.
Does she like it?
I think she loves the ring. I think she likes the idea that she might get the ring. I don't think it's the Bar and Brack itself.
Not because it's kind of funny, kids and raisins at that age. Remember when you used to have country store and just take all the raisins out and put them beside the bowl when you were eating them when you were little? Get them out. Bring me apples, bring me coconuts.
Far too healthy.
So, Michelle, what are we talking about today?
Oh, we're talking about being old. Well, you're talking about being old. I'm talking about denying being old, but I'm not there yet, surely.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah, you're getting old now. You're not old, but you're getting old. Have you got any grey hairs? Any grey hairs yet?
Oh, I found one.
Married?
I did. Not yet, no. Next July. We're getting married next July.
Babies?
One.
Age?
She's seven, nearly seven.
Yeah, you're old enough now with all of that.
I am, aren't I?
Okay.
I don't have a very grown-up job, though, Ryan.
Why? What is your job?
I work as a princess.
What does that mean?
It means I go to birthday parties. My name is Princess Plum when I'm working. And I go to birthday parties and we play games, we do face painting and we have heaps of fun.
Oh, I see. You're one of those, are you?
So that's not too grown up. Not really.
No, I like that. It's funny. I was having great chats with my 9-year-old Blade yesterday.
Okay.
And she said, because I had to talk to the principal about wanting me to do something in the school. And I said, yeah, sure. And the principal said, I think that your dad might be the biggest kid in this school. Joking, you know. And afterwards, we were walking along. I said, why do you think she said that? And she said to me, because, you know, we all think you're like a boy man.
Wonderful.
I said, but look, I've got this old face. She goes, yeah, but you're like a kid. And I said, okay, good. That was the biggest compliment I could get. You're in that category, obviously.
I think I'm in that category. And if you want a job, you're more than welcome to come and work with me.
I may well want one.
Give up on the radio.
I may well want. Okay, answer the following 25 questions, yes or no.
Oh, no.
Do you live at home?
I live in my home.
Do you No, not the family home, though. Not you, no. Do you have a mortgage?
Yes, I do.
Do you have children?
Yes,
you
do.
Are you in a long-term relationship?
Yes, I am.
Do you make your own financial decisions?
Yes, I do.
Are you getting married?
I am.
Do you enjoy quiet nights in?
Yes.
Do you pay into a pension?
Yes.
Can you cook an evening meal from scratch?
Loads of
them. Do you conduct a weekly food shop? Yes or no? Answer the question.
Yes, Ryan, yes.
Do you have a savings account?
Yes.
Do you budget every month?
Yes, I do.
And when you go to the pub, do you prefer to the club because it's too noisy in the club?
Always.
Have you written a will yet, please?
Yes, I have.
Do
Ryan.
You like to watch the news?
No, but I read it regularly.
That'll do me. Do you turn down a night out for a night in?
Sometimes.
Yes, you do. Do you have a view on politics?
No.
Okay, we'll scratch that one. Do you have life insurance?
Yes, I do.
Do you have a joint bank account?
Yes, I do.
Do you enjoy sightseeing when you go on holidays?
Yes, I do.
Do you like working in the garden or having fun in the garden?
I love it.
Do you enjoy being at the cook or cooking?
Yes.
Do you have the occasional dinner party?
Occasionally,
do you choose flats over high heels on a night out?
Nearly always.
And finally, have you taken your first full-time job since university?
I opened up a company since
24
university.
24 out of 25, you are officially an old, old woman.
Oh no, that's Ryan, it. Oh no.
Can't help you. Can't help you, Michelle.
It's all over. It's all over.
You might as well exchange the flats for slippers. It's over.
Ah, oh, that's it. We're done and dusted.
Your best days are behind. Your best days are behind you. But that's too much. I think you're, you know, that business about only being as old as you feel and all that kind of thing. I think people, Michelle, I bet you know people now when they start hitting 35 particularly, they just give up sometimes and they lose the crack. Honestly, they feel, I must get old now.
It's quite too dull.
Ah, come on.
Yeah, definitely. There's a few of them, isn't there?
Well, I think so. Somebody says, I love Princess Plum. She was at our school sports day last year and was great, a great hit. Thank you. That's from Siobhan.
Oh, thank you, Siobhan. I have a few fans in Cork, all right, I think.
I'm not remotely surprised. And as business...
I love my job. I think I'm very lucky to have such a great job, to be honest.
Well, I can hear it in your voice that you make a very fine Princess Plum. I'd like to, I think if they ever did an Irish version of Adventure Time and they needed voices for like Princess Bubblegum or something, you'd be there.
Oh, I'd love it.
You'd
definitely
be really good. They have you down to a T with that survey. Apart from the high heels, Ryan, they do like to pigeonhole people in surveys, which I suppose is what they do. But you're 30. You've passed 24 out of 25 of the questions, Michelle. So with that, we'll say goodbye and congratulations on being old.
Thank you. Ryan, can I just do a little plug, if you don't mind, for my company?
I'm just going to ask me to sign the lunchbox. Go ahead.
Oh, if you want to give me a lunchbox as well. No, it's the company is Finanza, and we're based in Cork.
Yeah.
And we're on Facebook, and we're on online as well, finanza.com, if anyone wants to pop over.
Finanza. Consider it done, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Listen, can keep spreading that sprinkly happiness around Cork and around the world.
I will, of course. It was lovely chatting, Ryan.
And you. Take care. Nice to talk to you.